Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the morning meeting. My name is Jimmy, founder of John Boy Media, and this is a show about that. Maddie's here wearing a nice, would you say pink? Or would you say fuchsia? Or would you say, what's the other term for light pink? That salmon?
I would say pink.
Okay.
I would say pink. My outfit is kind of feels like a gender reveal now that I look at it.
Well, we're kind of just Eastered up.
Yeah.
Past Easter, because I got kind of a thing on. It looks bright in the camera.
Yeah, it does.
Looks way brighter. Looks neon in the camera.
Our special guest later, Gray. So,
wow, Sam will be joining us. If you follow the company at all, you know who Sam is. If you don't, and you're just tuning in, she has a really fun story about joining us and doing one job and then the next and the next and the next until doing like every single job, and now we're trying to weed down to doing like less as kind of the company grows and goes and all that stuff. We also had a bunch of guests recently. Obviously, Trey Turner came 2 weeks ago. And yesterday, we had Oswaldo Cabrera come to the office, utility player for the Yankees. And we had Jimmy Herget come to the office, relief pitcher for the Angels, who then shut down the Yankees last night. That sucked. This is his second time coming. And we have two more Angels coming to the office today. So we're kind of putting that in motion, which was a goal to be able to host people and film when they're here and do fun shit. So that's cool. We can talk about that a little bit. This weekend is the Ball and Play tournament, our version of cricket and baseball combined. We have six professional cricket players joining our teams and being part of that. We had our big meeting yesterday where we walked through every single step of it. Also, we've been playing video game cricket, myself and Nikki Cass played a little bit, and we might bring that to the Warehouse, and the Domingo Herman breakdown was a fun one that I made. Which, where do you want to start before we bring Sam, and which topics should we tackle? Did I say we had a board meeting last night, too? That was the big business one. We had not our first board meeting, but it felt like the first real
board meeting. The first one that was here?
No, we did another one that was here, but Courtney ran this one, and she built a presentation on the business side of things and you know, what we've done, what we've accomplished, what we want to do in the future, levers we think we can pull, and all of that. And it was definitely the first one that felt like we had topics. We're talking about them. We're discussing things, future plans, this, what's working, what's not, looking at the financials and all of that, which is good. And the process of prepping for that is like crazy and a little stressful and annoying. Not annoying, actually. It's just insightful. It's been so. And now that we're past it, now it's like, okay, me, Courtney, Jake have a meeting today, and we'll have more meetings to kind of put things into action that we need. And I have a meeting with the whole content team today.
During the board meeting.
Do you have any questions?
Yes.
Do you want to feed me questions and I'll know what I you know, want to share and don't want to share?
I do. Okay. During the board meeting,
yeah,
the race to 100K was officially won.
Yeah.
What was their reaction? I mean, Kevin smashed.
They loved it. I think that's like one of the best things we have going for us right now is like a fun culture here. We also had our own spirit day, which coincided with the board meeting, which wasn't a plan. Everyone wore a Warehouse jersey yesterday in the office. Did we get any social videos or did anyone do any whip arounds? Like, I didn't seem like they.
Oswaldo, when he took selfies with everybody, that video went out, but yeah. I didn't see specific. I thought about that last night. I was like,
yeah.
We didn't do the group picture.
So on Monday, I came in and, you know, I think Zoe said to me like, what, the tournament's this weekend? Like, whoa. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of, you know, snuck up on us in a little bit, because for Blitzball Battle 3, it was such a, we did so many things for Blitzball 3 that are for the Warehouse the whole year, like the new floor, the new cameras, all this stuff. So it was just 3 months of like nonstop planning and talking about it. And also there's more like at stake because we have a little more pride in that sport. So there's a lot of talk about it and the rankings and the matchups and all that. So when it became the week of Blitz Wild 3, it was like, whoa, it's tournament week, and everyone felt it. So I was talking to Caitlin, my wife, at dinner, and I was like, yeah, I don't know, I want it to feel that way a little more. Mm-hmm. And let people know like this is happening. And she said, why don't you have all the players wear their jerseys? And I was like, well, not everyone. I didn't know that the jerseys had come in.
Right.
And I was like, but we can just have everyone wear a team, one of our franchise teams. And we had our phones away from us at dinner, and I said, I need to slack that to the company right now. Did you see my first slacks when I just said breaking?
I was the eyeball emoji.
Oh, I didn't know if it was you or Kyle. I remember someone did that. Did you think it was going to be something cooler than it's Spirit Week?
I would never have guessed Spirit Week, but that was a similar vein.
Yeah, if I type breaking, it's not serious.
Not serious.
Yeah. I texted the Ice Boys first. I use Jack and Zoe as a sounding board sometimes because they're young.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also pretty honest.
Were you nervous that it was like lame?
I wasn't until until Jax called it Spirit Week. But they liked it. They said, what did I say? Should we have people show up in the warehouse jerseys tomorrow or Wednesday to get everyone in the spirit? Also good for social promotions. And Zoe said, tomorrow because we're not going to be around Wednesday even though they're here now.
Yeah.
He said BB3 jerseys. I said, I think any jersey. I said, even non-players, if they've bought a jersey or own one before. And then Zoe said, yeah, I love it. And then I said, the sales team can wear their floorball jerseys, like a reunion. And then at that point, just me and Zoe going, I was like, sold.
Yeah.
Zoe said he loved it. And I realized, like, they have the hockey ones. So then I just punched it in Slack right away. And then Jake said, ball and play jerseys came. Jack said, "Pep rally vibes. I love it. I thought it was fun. I think we should do that. I think we should do that every time because it kind of lets people know, like, oh, this weekend there's something going on."
No, that was awesome. Katie's so good at that stuff, like making everybody feel happy. So that idea was perfect.
Yeah, she loved doing that when she was here. Hey, how did the office happy hour ago where you watched the old vlog from the Bronx and Katie's exercise, because Katie was working in the office then and she would have everyone do these like group exercises for energy or morale or check-ins.
Yeah, it went well. Everybody seemed, I mean, the vlog was probably 15-ish minutes. Everybody seemed to be, you know, engaged in watching that. A few good, I mean, you guys built that shelf. That was that vlog. Do you remember that? You and Jake had to build a shelf in the Bronx office, and it was like the worst building ever.
And did we do it in the front hot room?
No. The where the seats were.
Do you know what the vlog was called?
It was on the main channel.
John Boy Media vlog shelf?
Yes, building a shelf. How to build a shelf is part of
it. Eating plantains and how to build a bookshelf is the name of the vlog.
Yeah. So you and Jake built a shelf that got some good laughs. I mean, Jake is posing on top of the shelf in a few unique ways. But then after that, we all played the same website that you guys had played, and that got nuts. People screaming, answers, this and that, because it was like a trivia game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is a quark? Oh, yeah. Wow. Were people a little shocked about the size of the office?
I think so. I didn't get like that super feel, like people didn't come up to me afterwards and say anything, and it's not like people were shouting things out necessarily. I think it would have been cool if we did like the
how funny would it been
tour?
If how funny would it have been if you said after you watched the vlog, you said okay, and you brought in 4 bookshelves, you said pair up.
Yeah, that's so funny.
We're gonna race to build these bookshelves.
That would have been
really funny.
Yeah. We might have to tell Sam that one.
Okay. Tell her the idea and say that you blew it.
Yeah.
Any other questions about Yeah, maybe this is the filter, Maddie. You prep a lot of the topics. Sometimes I do. We've actually traded off sending.
Yeah.
And if I have things I want to say, but otherwise, maybe you're a conduit for the audience of like, because I'm not sure what people are interested in or what you're.
So going back to the board meeting, which I think is what you're asking, the when you guys sit around.
When they hit the gong, they were excited. And I said, I was in the middle of talking about some accomplishments. And I said, and we just had our third channel get to 100,000 subscribers. That's what they're celebrating. I also love that Grat brought the gong in.
Yeah.
One of the newer employees, and he got a giant gong from his roommate who they were giving away, and he thought, let's add this to the office environment. I love that he felt like he could do that. There's a lot of companies where you're not, if you're like a corporate company or something, you're not going to be like, hey, I brought this gong in.
Yeah.
I don't think. But maybe they are. I don't know. I haven't been around. But yeah, the gong's really loud.
Very. Well, that's cool. It's awesome because that channel hit 100K at like 4:55. So we were nervous the whole day. We knew it was going to happen at some point. But the 14th floor has a history of filing noise complaints. But it came so that they probably were leaving or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think they thought that was really cool to see. And all the jerseys. They were like, where's our jerseys? And I mean, Courtney and I were like, yeah, we should have got board member jerseys.
But for a board meeting, I mean, you guys sit around.
Yeah.
Are they mostly listening? Or are they like, you should do this?
Yeah, so there's five people on the board. Courtney was presenting as COO and the company.
She's, five outside people on the board.
No, me and Jake are on the board. Oh. And then there's three. Two from investment groups and Brett, who is a corporate brain on the board. And then CAA, when they invested, they got a seat, but not a vote. There's a term for it that I forget.
So there's six.
Observer, a board observer.
Six people in there plus Courtney.
And then they brought in another observer that they asked, and I said yes, because just to get feedback from.
Okay.
And yeah, and we're trying to just get aligned, right? So, like, what should the goals be? Where should we be? You're in a place right now where a lot of companies are not in a great spot. Like, especially in the ad world, it's getting very competitive. Prices are going lower. There's less going on. Some companies are trying to re-raise, but it's a little bit of a down market right now. And how do we navigate that? And we did a lot of investing in the last couple of years and growing from 30 employees to 60 employees. So kind of letting them know where we're at. Like, we've spent a lot on investing on employees, on creators, on building the warehouse. So it's at like a set place. And then we need to really focus on revenue driving now. Like, you've heard the meetings we've had about that. So just explaining to them some of the levers we think we have in place now with investing and building and building the employees and structures of that we can like now go pull that lever, to use that phrase. We keep using that phrase and add revenue streams there. So like Twitter has really helped out. That's a recent one because Facebook is currently not monetizing. They said they won't for a little bit. Like, that's everybody who publishes on Facebook is like, what the fuck? We don't activate our Instagram, and I really, really am excited to activate our Instagram and start doing in-feed ads and in-feed social series. So we've dabbled, like Kenobio does the man on the street every now and then for DraftKings, and they take that and it's a winner. But there's certain shows that, you know, and I hope no one's like, we're not live. So it's great because I'm going to have a meeting with the whole content team. After this.
Yeah.
And I want someone to listen in, and then we have the meeting because I'm addressing this to the whole company after. There's certain shows or concepts that instead of saying, let's do this on YouTube, it's let's make this a social-only series, because sometimes it's not going to do great on YouTube. And whatever, it can still do great on social, and then the average view of the socials is going to be better than the negative look of on YouTube. So like, it's just a changing of the mindset and being way more open. Like, I'm way more open to chasing ads and revenue now because we need to as a company. Like, we're not, how I explained it was, you know, you get that first raise and it's awesome. You got to the big leagues. You need to hit and produce to stay there, to show people that, like, you're real and to keep going. And not that we're not on path or projecting, but it's like at this point we're like, okay, let's pause and go and start now. Well, we put ourselves in a place to, like, it's like we stretched and we warmed up and we brought the right clothes and, like, we entered, paid the entry fees to the race. Now let's go start running.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. So we're really excited about a bunch of, like, things we can do to attack ads. And Instagram's wild because the social team has built a beast that we need to, like, tap into more.
Yeah.
I didn't really, our Instagram is going to break 750 soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
goal by end of 2023 is 1 million.
And you know, like, creators who have that many followers on Instagram make fucking crazy money.
Yeah.
By doing ads on their story, ads in their feed, and we haven't done that. So we can do, like, I'm open to just a, if it's just a straight read that we do in a very silly, unique way.
Yeah.
But some people won't like that, but it's still,
yeah,
some people will, you know?
Right.
And then I'm also open to pitching shows that are like, this is a 10 episode series. Yep. And that's what I've been doing. I've been, like, with the cash out, I built a pilot episode and a bunch and said, this is what I want to do to DraftKings. And I'm offering them a fuckload for that. Cause I think it's going to be fun and unique and they should want it. Cause we're the biggest gambling part. We're the biggest baseball content company or people. And we're currently not doing, like, a show. And I have figured out a way that I think not only am I going to very much enjoy doing this, it's for people that they don't need to gamble to and be entertained by it because it's going to be funny and silly. And then if they want to join the team and minimally play along with us, we're not, like, risking crazy money. So I don't feel terrible about that. And it's, like, a fun time. And I'm pitching them that we'll do live streams on the main channel.
Yeah.
Like, so that's where I would never have done that in the past. I'd be like, no way we're going to do a live stream on the main channel. People don't like that. They only like breakdowns there. And now I'm like, fuck that. Yeah. We need to go get revenue. Let's put it on the main channel.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So my brain has changed a lot in that way.
Nice.
And same with a bunch of other ads. Like, I think we added another ad slot to Talking Baseball. We added another ad slot to Baseball Today. And it's like, we need to do that to keep going. And, like, we currently do 30% of what other companies in our space do ads wise. 30%. So it's like, well, let's see if we can go up to 50, 60, keep somewhat of, like, less, but also attack it way more.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I mean, for me, I didn't really listen to other podcasts or shows, etc., outside of this network before I worked here. So coming here, that was just the norm. Three ads in an hour. Yeah. But now that I've started to listen to others to, like, get inspired, I'm like, holy cow, there's a lot of ads here.
Yeah.
The last question I have about the board meeting, and then maybe we pull Sam in. I think this might be cliche, but movie-wise, the board is, like, scary. So, like, the new movie Air, Nike's movie. Yeah. Did you watch it?
No.
So, like, a lot of that is one guy wants to put all of their basketball budget into Jordan, and that's it. And that's, like, unheard of. And the whole thing is, like, Phil Knight is like, I can't bring that to the board. Like, they're going to scream at me, da-da-da. Steve Jobs fired by the board at Apple in the 90s. Is that, like... I don't think that that's the vibe, but is that, like, is there those feelings of, like, fear?
No. No. It's very much right now, like, we're an infant, right? So you're not going to be overly cruel to the development of a child.
Yeah.
We're a new young company. I think when you become a public company and you have people on the board that you have a huge board with many ideas, maybe it gets like that. And I haven't experienced that yet. That's not ours right now. We're all trying to find our footing, but you do have disagreements in strategy. And there's been, like, certain strategies presented in the past that I didn't think we should, that would be winners that have proven to not be winners, and we never did them. And said, like, yeah, you guys are right, but there's other areas where, like, I'm changing right now. I'm like, yes, I've been wrong about this. I've been too closed off.
Right.
Like, one is getting big talent to do shows. And it's just really, really tough for that to work out where the shows. Because if you do a show once a week, you're never going to pay back your salary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the agents that represent them want them to do, want them to max out their contract. And then if you do one show a week, say at most you can fit four ads in there, you would need to be doing million views.
Yeah.
For that to be worthwhile. So, I mean, where we've gotten incredibly lucky with our, like, bigger names is Trevor and Chris Rose, who are absolute grinders. Like, they do Baseball Today 5 days a week, and Trev does Three Talking Baseballs, and they do Warehouse, and they have, like, multiple avenues. So that's where, like, we've been lucky. But you need to get stars. You need to get stars. Like, was some, and I was like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't work out. Cause one, we need people that are fully bought in, and we have, like, we have people that are bought into the company. They really like what we're doing. But, and then there's other things like, you know, another push was more publicity, like me going on, on, like celebrity type stuff, which I don't like, I'm not comfortable doing. I don't know if there's how much value there is, but that's where I'm kind of at this point saying, okay, like I will do more of that if I can. And then it's also changing, like, but like Jake's better at that. And so is, like, even Trevor or Rose, like they're better at going on a show and talking with someone and being charismatic and overtly energetic, that's going to, like, do well. Like, I'm just kind of like a more wallflower, shyer person. I'll sit and talk, but it's not going to go viral or anything.
Right. Well, you did something, like, similar to that, at least. The people came with the documentary with your dad, right?
Yeah, that was, I said yes to that mostly because my dad got to be part of it, and that's cool for us to do together. It was about Game 7, Aaron Boone's home run in Game 7. I guess it's a whole new series coming out about Game 7s.
Yeah.
And
we had talked a little bit about that before, but they had come Monday afternoon? Was it this week or the end of last week?
Monday. Yeah.
And did they just record your audio in there?
Just audio, so it's going to be all archived footage.
Yeah.
And our voices behind. And you do like an hour interview, they're probably going to take a couple sentences.
Yeah.
But it was good. It's cool. I mean, they ask, like, all the personal questions at first, like, you know, how talk about how much you love baseball, how you got it from your dad, your connection with baseball and your dad. And me and my dad are two just saps. Like, cry. If you ask me to talk about a happy childhood memory, I may cry.
Yeah.
Just nostalgia, happy sap cry. So at some points, it's just me and my dad, like, looking away from each other.
That's funny.
Which is very funny, yeah. Nice. The other thing that I wanted to chat with you about real quick, and then we'll bring Sam in and do the rest of the show with Sam, is did you see Jeremy's note in the general Slack about, like...
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think he should do that more. And what he did to tell the listeners is he gave feedback on two ad reads that...
clients liked.
That clients liked. And I always find that funny because one was mine that... Me and BBD really tackled it because Jake's voice was raspy, and it was a new advertiser. And I'm like, oh, what did I say? I don't know. Because it does come natural to me just to kind of riff real quickly. But it's nice for people to see that. And I always forget this, and I want to remind our creators again, over and over again, and maybe the sales team should, that, like, when you get a first ad from a company. So we got one on the show from Roan, a company that does comfort clothing. And they loved what I said, because I was like, I can do this. I like being comfortable. You always forget that there's a salesperson, there's a seller, there's a company, there's someone at that company who's a fan of the show.
Yeah.
And, like, buys it because they like us.
Yeah.
So when we get Ice Gets One, like, and then there's people that they're watching, like that's how they're doing it. Like, this is our first ad on the show, and it seems conceited, I think, to think that. as a creator, like people are excited about this. Like it's like when Michael K first dropped my name on this network, and I filmed it and sent it to my parents. I don't think they're doing that because it is their job, but they're tuning in, and I forget that. And I, for first time, like we need, it's a big reminder. Hey, like these, this is how it works.
Yeah.
And if you want to return, you the first couple you have to nail. And it's also awesome because the audience who wants to support you and is maybe not going to go support every company that's an ad, but they're going to perk up and be like, oh, which is this one? And maybe, maybe it's for me. Mm-hmm. When you say, hey, we got a new one. They're like, oh, what is it? And that's what I did, but I did it naturally. I didn't have that full thought out.
Right.
And Chris Rose has been really good feedback on this front about adding more ads, like when we asked about it. And he was like, and Courtney and him had a conversation. And he was like, listen, the ads are how this whole thing works. And he asked, if, do you want me to chat with other creators and like just like let give them my, the perspective? And I didn't talk to him, but I said, Courtney, absolutely, because he is so respected. And for such a seasoned veteran who's been doing this forever to pass that message to the younger kids, like, hey, don't like shrug or be like, oh, we got to do this. Like, no, you get to do it because you've built something that people want to support.
Yeah.
So it's just a different mindset that like, and you do, you forget when you're just reading them and you're like, fuck that. I shouldn't just read this. People paid for this because they want our community to hear it. So it's a reminder to not be jaded and get back into that like hungry, proud grind, which I think is what doing the board meeting and the kind of resetting is, and what I'm hoping to instill in the meeting today with all the creators of like, let's get after it, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's bring Sam in. Pick on her a little bit. Oh.
Kenobio?
Yeah.
Kenobio
has been so great. He's on his way to Vegas right now. He's been so grateful. Like he texted me and Jake the other day and said like thank you so much for giving me the pregame show opportunity on Talking Yanks. Mm. And when we first offered that, I wanted people to know like, hey, this is a big audience that we're like, don't like half ass this or like do it as like, I guess I'll just eat the minutes here. And his like response is like, whoa, what an opportunity. Like, thank you.
He's so great.
So that's been really cool to see and read. So thanks, Dan. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
You can leave that in, I guess. We'll give Dan some love. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Usually you sit there on Morning and Co.
No, not that exactly Morning and Co, but yes, Girls and Co sometimes.
This is Morning and Co.
Okay.
Usually you sit there on Girls and Co.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I invited you on the show.
Yep.
Yeah. They've never invited me on Morning and Co.
You have to be asked to be invited is the rules we set up.
I haven't been asked to be invited.
You have to ask yourself.
Okay. We have questions for you. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You guys came up with them or other people came up with them?
Other people didn't come up with them, but I wanted to do that, but I got tired last night. But I wanted to put on like Insta story or somewhere, or like on this episode if we have, or YouTube comments. Where do you think the people would respond the most if we were like, hey, this is who we're chatting with next week. Give us some questions.
Your Instagram story. We just don't know who we're talking
to. Someone has to farm through that.
You can give it to me, but I would need your phone at some point.
And in the future, I'm going to be live on Instagram Live.
Because
we're not on AMP anymore. I think. We'll see.
We're not live today.
We're not live today, Sam. So you can say all the stuff and then say erase
retract.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
This says, what about her past?
I didn't write that, did I?
No. I did a, Norm improv. Impression. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We tell them where we first met. For people that have no idea.
Okay. So we first met at the winter meetings in Vegas in 2019, I think. I was a big fan. I was a Patreon member. Like, I was obsessed. And then I got my best friend Sarah on the same wavelength as me. Both of us were seniors in college at University of Tampa, came to the winter meetings to try to get a job. And then I knew you guys were going because you were tweeting about it. You really had no much of business being there as like media members at that point.
Yeah.
And then... I think it was like the first day, saw you guys in the food court of like the Mandalay Bay Hotel. And Sarah and I were being such losers, like just looking at you guys, looking away, like not sure what to do or how to act or like if we can go say something. And then eventually I think we had just made eye contact one too many times. I'm like, Sarah, like we gotta go say something. This is so awkward. So we go up, we say hi. And then the winter meetings in the hotel, like, it's just 3 days of crossing the same people all day.
Yeah, nonstop.
And you guys didn't know anyone. We really didn't know anyone. So every time you cross paths, you just, like, say hi and you have a familiar face. And we just kind of kept interacting. And then I think we saw you guys or, like, Jake at the sports book one night.
Yeah, it was the Vegas one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sat with you and everyone from Tampa for a while.
Yes, yeah. And then...
And you gave me a button.
Oh, yeah. Sarah gave you the Gary button.
Yeah.
And then, I think we, like, exchanged contact information for no really reason in particular, just, I don't know, to be friends. And at that point, I had no clue that you ever had, like, thoughts of making this a media company or that I would ever get to that. We were just, you know, like, being friendly. And then we go back down to school for spring semester at Tampa. Sarah and I both worked for the Yankees. And then you guys were kind of starting out and were trying to, like, make some sales on some shows. So you asked Sarah and I to do, like, as good of a job as we could trying to sell ads.
To local, like, companies.
Yeah, since you guys would be there for
spring
training.
Since we were going to be there. And sales is, like, really hard. It was kind of like an impossible task. Like, now looking at how sales works, like, that's a ridiculous thing to ask you guys to do.
Yeah, but it was fun. We tried. I think we made one sale by, like, the very end of the year.
Yeah, and you made a connection with something that could have worked out. And Jake and I actually had, like, a big disagreement on it because I was like, no way.
Oh, really?
We can't do that. I think it was the Hall of Fame tours.
The baseball tours, yeah.
Yeah, which would have been, like, a decent chunk of money to do something. And I think Jake wanted to do it, and I said, I can't.
Yeah.
Because that would take me away from 3 games of coverage, and what if a moment happens, and that was the moment of Savages same weekend.
Oh, whoa.
But it was just a fundamental disagreement of, like, I was saying no to a lot, and, like, we have to build up our base. But it was you guys who brought that in.
Yeah.
But it was, like, fill up a tour bus, and Jake and I are on the first 3 days.
Yeah.
And at that point, I didn't miss games. Mm-hmm. From, like, pregame show to postgame show, I was in my chair with 3 different computers.
Yeah.
And to take me away from that, I was like, I can't. That's how I have. That's how why this is growing. But, yeah, you guys did get that. I remember the first time we, like, emailed or texted, you responded, like, why? Why us?
Did I?
Something like that. Like, I just want to know, like, why are you choosing us?
That's so funny. That's probably advice my dad gave me. I have no recollection of that.
And we were like, well, you seem very organized, and you were trying to get jobs, and we need help, and you guys know who we are, and
I think I remember that. That might have been in the Topgolf parking lot.
Ooh, Topgolf.
We went to Topgolf when you guys came
the next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. We paid you for the first.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys cut me check in the gift shop of Sam Renner Field.
Yeah, for the one deal or a couple deals that you did.
Nice.
And then when we were hiring, I guess the first round we were looking, like, for such positions. It was like we needed a videographer. Zach was our first call, BBD full time. And then we needed some editors.
Yeah.
That was kind of, it was like 5 positions, I think, that we hired. And then once we got, or halfway through, we needed someone to run the Patreon because I was like, I hate taking people's money and not actually offering them anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really helping us a lot, paid like some smaller bills.
Yeah.
And that was when we called, because it was like the season was about to start, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, it was December.
And rounds of interviews are, like, paralyzing. Still to this day, it's just like, that's such a time suck to interview so many people. And Jake and I were like, let's just see if Sam or Sarah can do it because we trust them and we think they're, like, hard workers. And that was, like, the best. Jake was like, she said yes. For, you said, like, yes, like, right away.
No job leads.
But you were living in Florida.
At that point, I had left my job in Florida and I was back home in Maryland for, like, 3 months trying to find a new job and had no prospects, was done living at home.
And I wonder if we had checked in with Sarah or you just, like, chatting and knew that you were not.
Yeah, because I came to visit Sarah in October when I was out of a job. She was living here working for the NFL at the time. And Jake had known because I was like, oh, maybe I'll apply for this internship with the Twins and or the Brewers. And, you know, we are the company's friendly with the Brewers. So I had Jake, you know, like, kind of put in a word.
Oh, yes, yes.
So Jake knew. Yeah. Sarah was with the NFL.
So and she was in New York.
Yes.
So we also thought maybe she would move here, too, because Sarah already did it.
Yes.
And yeah, I remember it was like awesome. God.
Yeah, I accepted that so quickly because I had no other options.
You were working at
after college. I moved back to Florida and worked at a country club, Fiddlesticks Country Club.
COVID hit, or
yeah,
yeah.
I was there for like almost about a full year, and then COVID hit. Yeah, and it was a country club full of older membership doing events, so it wasn't any of that. And then even by the time that COVID happened and the job sort of changed, I didn't want to be in Florida. I wanted to work back in sports, so it all just like kind of aligned.
But that's just crazy that you moved to New York City when COVID, it wasn't, you could leave and go to the office, but it was still like,
yeah,
mass, so quiet everywhere, quiet,
yeah, quiet
everywhere.
City, yeah.
So I don't think that was like lost on Jake and I were like, holy shit, that's a huge thing. But we were so happy.
Yeah. It was nice though, cause I didn't even, cause that I think Jake texted in like middle of December and then you guys wanted me there by like January. So it was nice that I also didn't really have time to overthink or question or whatever, and I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's much easier to get people to like, do you really want to do this?
Yeah,
because we need you quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then when you started, maybe everyone that started at that time was like, hey, we need your help here, but it's all hands on, like it's whatever happens. So you were doing the Patreon, which we stopped once we got the funding. We stopped because, again, I just don't like taking and not actually offering.
Yeah.
And we had like a Instagram. So you were like a behind the scenes for Instagram feed. You would keep up with the names, prizes,
the Polaroids. Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. Oh, Sam, we got to take 20 Polaroids today.
Yeah.
At least
that's how, like, that was probably the Polaroid session when it was like, oh, okay, Sam, like, can boss us around, which we need.
Yeah.
And because you were like, come on, guys, one more pack. And then we'd do one more pack. And you'd be like, okay, one more. I'm like, oh, you son of a... Okay. Just getting blinded. For people that got the Polaroids, that's really cool. I thought that was a unique
giveaway.
It was
a great idea.
But we started wearing like sunglasses because the flash was just blinding. It would hurt my eye.
Yeah.
And then was it because Katie was pregnant? Like, was that your first kind of like taking on more?
Yeah, you
definitely
probably
helped in the office. But Katie was somewhat office manager.
Yep.
But she was pregnant and phasing out, and you two sat next to each other.
Yes. Yeah, which was a good time. So then I kind of like learned what she did, or you know, she'd share passwords like to Amazon to order snacks or little things like that, or, you know, to be in charge of the water deliveries or anything. So kind of, you know, or days when she was sick and didn't come in or just working from home, I could just fill in because it was just like quick and easy to do some of her tasks. And then when she fully went on maternity, we had like a sit down meeting, because then I helped take over some of the invoicing that she would do or all the other trillion things that she would do.
You were doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Along with the random other like little things that she did or that would just fall on her desk because it couldn't really go to anyone else.
Are you wired that way for whatever job, like when you were at the country club,
was very similar. The country club, I was in the Department of Happiness. That was a real thing, just because it was also still kind of the catch-all department. It was like the front desk, like when members walked in or new people walked in, we were like those greeting people, then we answered the phones, and that could have been anything. And then it was, you know, events and taking dinner reservations and helping the pro shop and doing all that. So yeah, I guess I feel like that. I learned it from that job, and just in general, I feel like I'd always just want to be helpful and help move things along in any way.
Did you know when you joined that it would be bigger and like it would get to this? Like, what was your vision?
Yeah, for? I mean, I think that's part of the reason why I like agreed to it so fast, is because I fully like believed in what we were doing and thought it was awesome and thought it was great and saw like so much potential. Not that I ever necessarily thought like, oh, like maybe in a couple years we'd have a new office or ever have the warehouse or anything like that, but I was just fully ready for it to keep getting bigger and bigger. And I remember, I think on our first phone call of an interview, you're like, yeah, we probably won't have, you know, Patreon forever or this forever, but like there'll always, you know, be probably something else. And when you said that, I was like, oh, well, if my job won't be around forever, I should do something to make me have to be around forever. So I remember telling my parents that I just tried to do whatever I could to be indispensable. And then
you had like 20 jobs.
Yeah. And that was my plan.
And then I had to start taking them away from you. And you're like, get mad at me. I can do it. Like, I know you can, Sam. I don't need you to.
Yeah.
Do you know that your personality is very similar to my younger sister?
Yes,
have you heard me say that a lot?
All the time.
Yeah. It's very weird though. Sometimes I talk to her and I talk to you and I'm like,
yeah.
Cause my other two siblings work here. Yeah. So I'm like, wow. So there's Ritzy.
Yeah.
If you guys ever meet, you're probably going to be like standoffish against each other because I know how that personality works.
I wonder.
Oh, I'm like you.
I really wonder. Well, because you always say I'm very short and curt, and that's what Maddie started to say about me. Only when we're on the
like, if we're playing a game, if we're having family dinner, and then we're kind of just like moseying around down the shore, my younger sister would be like, okay, are we playing a game? Come on, if you're not playing a game, I'm going to bed. And that's how like you are.
Yeah,
like, let's go.
I think my issue is I never want to like overstay my welcome or like just be like linger too much. I'm always like, all right, let's just end this now before you get annoyed with me.
Yeah.
Or anyone gets annoyed with me.
That's funny. I think that's like the one personality trait that is funny.
Yeah.
That is similar. All right. Then when we do the warehouse now and you're like one of your main gigs is planning the tournaments and like helping me kind of like I was explaining to the board. They're like, who's helping with like creative on that channel? Because the board, they like believe that the warehouse or our own IP is what makes our ceiling bigger. Mm-hmm. Like you can just be a podcast media company and there's a ceiling there that's pretty good and you would get investment. Like they invested before this, but their eyes go like, whoa, that can be huge. And they asked who's helping on creative. And I was like, well, it's kind of still my baby and like what we're doing. And I bounce off Jake and people of like what, but I said, but execution, I have like Sam helps me really execute the structure. Mm-hmm. Is that something you, I guess my first question is like, do you see the vision there? Or you're like, what the fuck are we doing?
No.
At what point did it click in? Because I feel like no one did for a while. The first one we did, I was screaming it and no one understood kind of.
Yeah. Maybe because in my head, Back Alley at Bat started so randomly, which probably maybe it wasn't to you guys. So then I'm like,
no, that was okay. Just to not be pieces of shit when we did it at All-Star Brink. We sold the All-Star game and Jake and I are like, we can't.
Yeah.
Like, let's see how this ball works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe because that started so just like kind of haphazardly, I was like, all right, we're going to get a whole. Go play in a warehouse, and especially seeing the warehouse the very first time ever when it was still the racks of carpet, I was like, I couldn't. I'm sometimes bad at visualizing, especially you know things you think about, but just in general. So I'm like, what is this orientation going to be like? And then the first blitz ball I helped plan, and then got COVID the day before.
Yeah, that stunk.
So I couldn't even go until the very last day. So that was even still kind of like wishy washy in my head. But maybe after I don't know like. I think very quickly I understood how it's tricky doing content off of, you know, MLB or any league just with their restrictions. Then also just based on the roller coaster of a season, how, you know, we don't want to have the off season. We don't want to have if the Yankees are doing bad, no one's going to listen or variables like that. So it makes a ton of sense being able to just do our own thing and have our own designs and not have to have any of those other external worries.
Yeah.
So I fully like really get it now, and especially when I think had once compared it to like, you know, WWE or things like that, where it just has more of a framework of like, oh, I get how this can just be
a ceiling.
And people could buy
it. Not that we're gonna be that, but
yes,
the ceiling is like infinite.
Yeah.
And I, you know, at the board meeting yesterday, I were telling them things we're excited about and Blitzball Battle 4, what we want to do, and it have in-person audience for it locally. And I guess once Ball and Play ends, that's going to be, we should start that meeting.
To scout venues,
And I was explaining that to them and they were excited about that. And you talk about the flow of MLB season. It's like, well, if that's the case that we can get a gymnasium or a convention center. That is our way to tackle January or, end of November, December, and do two. And then during the year, do them in our warehouse, but tackle the down months in our ebb and flow. So like, I'm hoping that becomes a big thing. And for the Blitzball Battle 4-1, this is a new that you don't know. I want each day it's like a more of a content convention for the people that buy tickets. So you're going to get to see four Blitzball Battle games. In between the games, you're going to, on day one, it's going to be a Talkin' Yanks live show and Q&A. And day two, a talking baseball live show and Q&A. And day three, Jolly Trivia and Rose show. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Because everyone's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get people that might just like talking Yanks, but now they can come and maybe they get hooked on the other stuff because they see it mm-hmm. in action. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. The new concept is it's like, and then we'll have like a pop-up shop for merch and
yeah,
like really make it like a JM convention more so than like just this one thing.
Nice. Like a JM con. That's cool.
Yes. Con. That's short for convention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even really think about that. But yeah, that's cool.
How is it getting booking everyone? Like, people don't know that you do that.
Yeah. It's fun.
Sometimes it's very not fun.
Sometimes it's just tricky. Like, just finding where to start, like, to find someone that has that criteria. So sometimes it's just a lot of, like, scrolling on Instagram and following webs of like, oh, this person's cool. Who do they follow? Who have they tagged in photos? And sometimes going about that way or searching on YouTube, because that's kind of been a priority of finding people. If people have that sort of audience, yeah, that will shift to watching something else that they're in of the same time length. Or then I've started like with code names. I just brought in people that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. And like having someone like Nikki is super helpful because he's very well connected. So like Nikki brought in the San Agato guys for code names. So that's really cool.
Code names one was funny. Code names two is very funny.
Yeah.
Like there's got to be social clips galore off of that, which is going to be cool.
The newest one. Yeah.
Yeah. It hasn't come out. The past one was really funny too, but yeah, the full group of the basement yard.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be hysterical. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, Nikki's really helpful for things like that. Yeah, sometimes it's tough. And then just dealing with like before I came in here, Darren Sammy's agent emailed me and was like, hey, Darren's wife's feeling a little sick. Like, we'll let you know how that plays out. And I'm like, all right, great. So there's like, you know, things like that can be really frustrating because
I hope she's feeling better.
That's what I said to her.
But there are, it always happens. You always, yes, like, you always lose a player right before.
Yeah.
And for cricket, we had a lot, but it was international, so that a lot fell through.
Yeah.
For floorball, we have some really fun guests lined up, or at least some locked in, potential locked in.
Yeah, but it's really cool to use that time, that chance to expand the network and the family and the friendships and show them a really, really cool weekend.
Yeah, that's the difference with this one coming up. Where did you like Spirit Week, by the way? We talked about that earlier. Yes, show.
I thought it was a great idea.
I think we should think of
more
ways. Or just a little bit more like do it closer. Like, yeah, well, I would have done it today, but Zoe and Jack and weren't going to be here, but now they are going to be here.
Yeah.
But like next time we should fill out brackets.
Yeah.
We should have everyone fill out a bracket in the office and just really like show it more on the TV, have the old one. Like, can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we have
The first five episodes.
The tester league.
The tester league just running in the office today. That'll get people in the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying that to Jake like last Friday. I was like, on myself too. I was like, oh, I keep forgetting like Palm plays next week.
That's what I'm trying to, yes, I'm trying to build ways of, it's not that like, I don't want to bug people about it, but it's like, hey, like this is exciting. Just a reminder, like, this is coming up. I don't want it to feel so secondary because we have guests. We have so many people that are coming to the Warehouse for the first time that I want to show them like a good time, especially these cricket players. We're not going to beat out the leagues they play in. They play in the UAE league and New Zealand, you know, they go around league, probably do this with the budget of hundreds of millions, but we can show them on a small scale, like,
yeah, that we're professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I'm very excited for that. So yeah, it's a lot of fun and it's a cool opportunity to like be the person to find people or invite people or show off to. And then, yeah, sometimes it's tricky, but I do enjoy that aspect.
Now the last question on the list here is, are you ready for floorball too?
Oh, I'm so
ready. As a player.
Yes. I actually played field hockey over the weekend, which is good, but also bad because it's really completely different.
I think after ball and play, we need to bring sticks to the office.
Yeah, we have a couple floating here, but I'll bring more and I'll bring my stick.
Maddie doesn't like it.
Yeah, we'll bring the goal. I'm very excited. I was ready for it after the first one ended. And
but you're worried about my paternity leave hindering my ability.
No, I'm not worried. It was a question I brought up. And
I'm not worried was exactly was how my younger sister would say it.
I was curious as to how
things like that, when my brain gets tricky, I'm like, whoa, shit.
Well, that's how we all feel with you and Luke.
What?
that you guys are just the same, or that's how I feel. There's so many things that one
I don't play with my beard.
No, but there's just some things that Luke will say that will be like, oh, that's just, you know, the same thing that you guys do, and it's funny.
We are very similar.
Yes. I was just
copying me.
Simply curious as to how
you think it'll affect my stamina.
No, I see positive to both things. You either haven't worked, have been time at home, ready to go out and do fun things and get some energy out, or you're...
I think we need to have some practice sessions beforehand, because there's no way to do that type of cardio besides doing that type of cardio.
Yes.
Like, you could run shuttle sprints, but it's still not going to help because it's all the zigzagging.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very ready. I would like to beat Nick's team again. And I think it'll be really cool because we're leveling up the playing field and also just leveling
out of it. We're the only team that's not getting better, which is scary.
Yeah, we're going to be the only complete returning team.
Yeah. And that, you know, Blitzbottle 1, we made it to the championship, and then we Blitzbottle 2 didn't. So
that's
what people are going to expect. And Kraus, like, we're old. You're young.
Yeah.
So you got to score.
I plan on it.
Hopefully. I'd like to be in a little better shape. That was right at the start of me losing weight. I don't know if that helps my stamina.
And then John started ordering all you pliables.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get him back on your diet. And yeah, well, okay. I'll go to the warehouse anytime to play.
I'll set the floor down.
The rink up a month earlier. I'll do it myself.
Well, I think we're setting up like 3 weeks early, right?
At least, yeah. I think it was going to be in July. Like the beginning of July, and floorball is the first
week. Should do it the first 3 weeks of July.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm very excited for that. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And to see who else we can get. Because right now I'm really excited to fill out all the women's spots, the female spots. And then, because there's still 5 female spots open, and I think there's like 3 or 4 other male spots that I don't necessarily want to fill with the rest of hockey people, because they'll be really super good, but also just to, because then we have like Nikki and Dalton
and Ben who aren't
that skilled.
And the worm burners are getting broken up a little bit.
Yes. But then we're adding Jacob, Ollie's partner, who...
But he'll be on another team.
Yeah, but he'll be just as good.
And K-Mac's team's going to be good.
Yeah. But I just don't want, again, like, you know, Canobio and Nikki and Ben DiNucci to be...
Is DiNucci playing?
Mm-hmm.
He is?
Yeah. Remember when Nikki asked us, like, can Ben come back? Because I think Ben asked him to come
back. I thought there was a stipulation, like, only if X and X and X.
Oh, I don't know. I'll ask Nikki.
That's awesome if he is. He was great.
I was under the impression
he totally loved it. He had everyone sign his jersey. And he was, like, so friendly and nice.
I'll text Nikki right now, but I'm pretty sure Ben was like, I want in. But maybe there are a couple of things. I don't know what the XFL season is like.
Our caveat, our new rule that we're making for floorball that I don't want to say now because we're so far away from it airing.
Yeah.
Is really, really fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be really cool. Hopefully, and I know Rosie has some conflicts. Hopefully Rosie can come back too.
We have to figure that out.
Yeah.
If not,
can ask him this weekend.
If not, I have a short list of people that we should contact that for hockey play-by-play.
Cool. I have a little one too, but it's probably not as good.
I have one name, and I don't know if it's good or great, but it's
okay. You can tell me after.
Yeah.
I think that'll be really really super cool, and it's just a good. I think floorball is a good just change of pace for people too in the warehouse. It's a totally different vibe.
They're all different vibes. That's what I want them to be. Like, that's why in the meeting about ball and play yesterday, I said, hey, like, BB3 was raucous and there was stuff everywhere, like fans and flags and bunting and people banging bats and everyone's like, you know, there's just so much to look at. Like, we were like recreating a raucous environment. But for cricket, I want it to be more of like a Sunday day game feel.
Mm-hmm.
So the players don't have to do chants, don't have to yell. It'll be more quiet. And I think it's important to do that so it's not just the same note every time, but we can tackle different, because it's very similar. It's like playing sport, playing in the warehouse, but it's just different energies.
Yeah. It's a very different game.
Floorball will bring fans back.
Yeah.
And then BB4, if we do it in front of a live audience, it should be crazy.
Yeah, I think that could be really fun. I really enjoy our events with people.
Yeah, we should be doing some more in the future. All right, we got to go because we have guests coming. Thank you for joining us on the morning meeting building JM.
Fantastic.
Maddie's on it too.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.